welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Travis.
I'm Jared. We're not experts in music or videos.
Nice.
Cheers. I think every time we do it, you get more of a radio DJ vibe when we do it. Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's good.
You're slipping more and more
to your... It's definitely more enthusiastic than normal.
The character-driven intro. Yeah. All right. Well, what's up, man?
Not much, brother. What we got drinking? Let's talk about that. You surprised me with a couple beers today.
Guinness, my friend. We're starting with one.
Starting with a Guinness. That's weird.
If we go out, we may finish with them. Mm-hmm. It's really early in the day. We won't say what day or what time for business purposes.
No. Yeah, but we may do some karaoke tonight.
We might. We'll see where this goes.
All right. Fragrance of the day.
Boom, boom. Travis, we were already set up, so we didn't move our chairs.
Yeah.
So we just picked two Tom Fords.
I didn't get into the deep cabinets, just the top.
Travis has on.
Tobacco Vanille by Tom Ford.
A classic. You can't mess it up.
And yeah, I know exactly what this is, and it's delicious.
Picked it randomly, though. You didn't cheat.
Yeah, I did pick randomly.
Yeah.
But.
And I have on Neroli Portofino Forte. Discontinued one, but it's really good, too.
Ooh.
A little more summery.
Oh, it smells like outside freshly cut grass.
Yep.
Mm, good.
It's, you know, and it's cold right now. It's like 40-ish, mid-40s right now. It's
too damn cold.
And so either one of these.
I like the mustache.
Thank you. I'm working on it. I'm too scared to go full stash, so I've got a little on the sides here. But
that's the most hair I've ever seen on your face.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been much longer, but here, yeah.
Yeah, but you couldn't tell. It was so patchy, but
fair.
This is good.
Fair. Okay, great.
Clean.
Nice. We're just going to see what happens. All right, man. What? Anything from last week?
Good Charlotte.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, Good Charlotte.
That
Chronicles of Life and Death. No, I don't think so. I think we needed it. I think we needed an animated, mostly animated full video, which was good for the podcast.
Yeah, and then we have the what I thought was going to be the same artist base if you just closed your eyes.
Yeah, fair enough.
2004 sounds the same, man.
It does.
It sounds the same.
That actually, because we talked about it a little bit last week, we thought a couple of different songs, and then we're like, oh, that wasn't Good Charlotte, that was Simple Plan, or that was...
And then Bowling for Soup was in there.
Yeah, they're all pretty close. They're individuals, okay? This isn't meant to be punching down or anything.
So
they're
And I skimmed a few of Bowling for Soup's videos, you know, as we... Not really... Sometimes we do it to get tired of it or to distract ourselves while we're doing the same video a thousand times, but just to see some of the other stuff they have. And they do make fun of themselves.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
They don't take themselves seriously even in their other videos. So.
No.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. Underrated, I guess. They weren't as popular as some of the bigger bands that we've talked about.
I only knew this one and the Good Girl, the Bad Guys one.
Okay.
That was the only two songs I recognized.
Oh, okay. Yeah, did you fair know enough.
I mean, we're just slowly transitioning into relation to the song.
Well, we don't have a whole lot. Spoiler alert. We don't have a whole lot to talk about on this video, so we're gonna cram it with a bunch of bullshit.
We haven't even named the video yet.
Oh, right. 1985 Bowling for Soup.
Yes.
That's right, and our listeners had no idea because we didn't tell them, so now you know. Congratulations. Yeah, July 26th, 2004.
So I saw. Oh, maybe that was the video. I saw the song release date was May.
The song was released in 2003, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, I just saw it like in a passing thing, trying not to study, looking at other stuff, and
gotcha.
So I saw May. But great, so it's June 2024.
And I could have messed it up, but July.
I messed it up.
2004,
again.
Not 2024.
Yeah, let's just start over. This is stop.
So, a little interesting fact. This song was written 19 years after 1985.
Okay.
We are now 20 years since 2004.
Mm-hmm. That's my note right here.
Is it?
19 and 20 years.
Right there. Perfect.
Yeah, so we are further away from this video than this video was from 1984.
Yeah, but by a year.
But it's still insane how old we are.
Yes. The song is about our wives.
Yeah. Well, they have... I don't know if you ever listened to the parodies of the song, where it's like... They do them every couple of years. There's been like a 2000, 2000, 2005.
Is there a 2005 one? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I want to listen to that. I have not heard it. Actually, it's one of my notes. We need to write the 2005 version.
Already exists. And they did one a couple years ago. Like a 2022 or a 2020. They've done them every couple years. So... It's an,
so it, when you say they've done them, is it Bowling for Soup doing them, or is it just random?
The universe.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Which good. That makes this song more timeless.
It does.
Because this is obviously not going to resonate with people forever.
Well, and here's the funny part. So, do you remember watching this in 2004?
Yes.
Okay. Did it resonate with you at all?
A little. Much more now.
Way more now, yeah. Right?
And not because we're old, because we're further away from the songs, but I appreciate those songs more.
You appreciate those songs more. We appreciate those videos that they're parodying here. Yeah. Way more. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, one of my thoughts was this was not nostalgic for me back then, but now it very much is, and not based on just this video alone, but the parody videos
it
that
has
are
layers. Layers and layers of it. And I'm gonna put this out front too, okay? So again, in case anybody missed it, 1985 Bowling for Soup. I did write, I don't want this, because I don't think you did it either, to turn into, we're just going to name every reference we see. Because that's not, this video, that's what it is. It's a reference to 1985 music videos.
Right.
And so we don't want to make it sound like we're bashing or discrediting this video, because all these references are great. I don't really touch on them much. Okay. I don't name them. I don't go into them.
For your theories, we will name them for educational purposes.
You are going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't do that. I didn't write any of them down, so if you want to, you're welcome to. Well,
yeah, we have to add some stuff in here.
Okay.
And I don't know if I got them all. I know there are three specific
bands
music videos.
Okay.
There's a couple different bands, but there's three specific music videos that they are parodying in this. But let's give you the walkthrough first.
Okay.
And then we'll get into those kinds of things.
Sure.
So you have a married lady next door to a group of guys, probably in their late 20s-ish.
Yes. And I don't want to be, I'm not being a dick. Okay. They are across the street. They're not next door.
Yes.
You said across the street. Or you said next door. I'm sorry.
Oh, they're across the street.
So
yes.
Just for the clarity of what we're seeing, I didn't want
to. Fair enough. They are their neighbors directly across the street from them. And the husband leaves for work in the morning, the lady kisses him goodbye, and the gentlemen all run inside, and then they start reenacting music videos or musicians from 1985. And then, I guess to impress her.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do this throughout the video, and then at the end, she comes over, starts taking off some of her clothes, climbs on the white Jag as they're dressed like Whitesnake.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts dancing.
As you said, Whitesnake, I was writing down Whitesnake as you said.
Yeah, for sure. Which is to their video, Here I Go Again by Whitesnake.
Okay.
So, yeah, she starts dancing. The husband comes outside, says, what the heck are you doing? And she walks back across the street while they slow clap.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
That felt long for a walkthrough.
It did, but you hit everything.
Yeah.
So she is. Let's do that real quick. She is from the Whitesnake video, correct?
Correct.
Okay. She danced on the car. This model, who is the hot woman across the street, is the real model from the music video.
No. It is not the same model.
Oh, it's not.
From the Whitesnake video.
Maybe that was a rumor I heard then back in the day.
Yeah, the model's name was Tawny something. I can't remember. She was kind of known for being a groupie.
Yeah.
But, you know, very popular. And anyway, they found someone that looks a lot like her.
Oh, okay. See, this whole, my whole life, and I didn't research to correct myself. So, interesting. Because I do know that she is 37 in this video.
Fair.
So, I guess she would have still been too young, huh?
Yeah.
20 years, 19 years, she'd have been like 16, 17?
Yeah.
Yeah, like too young. Okay.
Yeah. So, it is a lookalike, though.
Okay. And you say way too young, but in the 80s, they were weird about that stuff. Not saying it's good, but they were singing about 17-year-olds a little too much.
Yeah. Fair. That's fair. So, yes, it is not the same lady from the Whitesnake video, but she is parodying and doing what happens in the Whitesnake video.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'll go ahead and go through a couple of the other ones. It starts with Addicted to Love by Robert Palmer, one of your favorite music videos.
Maybe inspired tonight. We'll see.
Yes.
For karaoke.
George Michael's Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And the Whitesnake's Here I Go Again. Now, they also dress up like Run DMC.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe Motley Crue.
Yes, a little
along
bit.
With Run DMC in the same scene. I think he's supposed to be Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a few spread in there that don't have music videos that are attached.
Well, see, and that's this one of the reasons I didn't look it up, because I feel like there would be so many maybe little references to things that we missed.
Sure.
So, like, maybe even the house or the yard or the guy that walks with her, like, across the street.
Yeah, he is.
He's somebody?
Yes.
Who is he?
Okay, so, a little bit of history. We didn't even talk about a few things. All right.
Okay.
The grief.
Okay. Should we, or should we go at the end? Because
it doesn't matter. What do you want? We haven't even talked about the director yet either.
Do that. Save all the. Have a lot more than I do. It sounds like with history, and we usually save that to the end. Yeah. I don't want to be influenced by it.
I'll save it.
Okay.
It is directed by Ryan Smith and Frank Borin.
Okay.
Or Smith and Borin, as they were known.
Okay.
And they did a few videos for Good Charlotte, Simple Plan, Newfound Glory,
wow.
And even one for Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Okay. So they heard these same songs
yeah,
a lot.
They did.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go.
Cool.
I think their last video was 2010. I don't think they're really doing this.
Who,
much
Bowling
anymore.
For Soup?
No. The
oh, that
directors.
Group. Oh,
the directors.
I was about to say, because I did look, Bowling for Soup had one that put out last month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Called My Trucker Hat.
Nice. I like yeah. the title.
Very nostalgic song. Yeah. Again, like okay. you're talking about
good.
The old styles.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'll have to listen to that one. So yeah, that's all I got. There is some background on the guy that walks and
what about the mailman?
And the mailman.
Oh, I can't wait. I thought there might be. See, that's why I didn't want to. I wasn't allowed to study, so
yeah.
like I couldn't. I just knew they were. Okay.
Yeah, we'll hold it to the end. It has nothing to do with the theories at all.
Wow. Okay, Travis, we've talked a lot about nothing. Do you have any relation to the song back then?
None.
Other than just hearing it?
Yeah, than hearing it, no.
I would have put it, see, again, as we get older, our memories blur. And this was 2004. I mean, the proof is there. It came out in 2004.
Absolutely.
I would have put it like 2007.
Ooh, sure.
Yeah.
That would have been the right, maybe that, well,
but like,
maybe just 2005, like exactly 20 years after 85.
Okay, that's fine, and that would have made sense. But I think it's hard for me to think of us hanging out in 2004 when this video came out, because that time doesn't overlap for me. Like,
no,
there's a distinct line of this was high. It does feel like high school, which we were in 2004, and also college, but we did not listen to this at all.
No.
And so it's a very strange, hard line.
Yeah, I was familiar with it, but this was not on our playlist.
I wonder if it was me pretending, not pretending, but purposefully not bringing up that I would have liked this song.
I think you would have. I would have liked it.
I did, but I'm saying, like, we listened to other stuff.
We did.
And so maybe we're like, no. I don't know.
And that's part of why it's more nostalgic now. And plus, when we watched this in 2004, I didn't know anything about Whitesnake or the video. I didn't know anything about Faith. Like, I hadn't seen that video before.
Okay.
The only one I could probably would have seen would have been the Addicted to Love. But even then, I don't know.
Oh, see, I think we watched them. Like, I watched a lot of, like, VH1, like, pop-up video and stuff.
Yeah.
So I saw a bunch of these.
Fair.
I definitely wasn't, like, into them like we are now. But
yeah. My strict background wouldn't let me watch VH1 or MTV when I was a kid.
Oh, boy. Kristen has the same story about watching Fuse in Grandma's basement, like, because she couldn't watch it at the house, so she had to watch it there, you know?
Fuse. Oh, we are old.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. God, hit me with a theory or something.
Yeah, let's just bullshit this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I'm going to do... Okay, I'll just go into this. I'll just do them in order. Okay. This band is practicing their different acts over time in front of this woman who is either a talent scout or a judge of X Factor. So their goal is to get on the show or be discovered because they know she is a judge of some kind.
It's already so much better than anything I came up with.
This is just one. And so, like, as it goes on, she knows what they're doing. And she's like, guys, this is sad. Like, you're not going to get on there. But finally, at the end, she does not let them on the show. She's not going to give them a chance, but she does go and dance with them the one time. That's why they don't expect it. They're like, whoa, didn't know you had that in you. And then it ends.
Okay. So they're just trying to get on the show. I think they make it. I think they win her over with Whitesnake.
Okay. That's fine. I think they win her over personally, but I think she thinks they have no talent.
Oh, but they are for sure. So they're videotaping the whole time. Mm-hmm. Right? They're making their own little music videos to impress her.
Okay.
They've got her on camera doing this. She is for sure letting them in the show.
Okay.
In exchange for that video tape. Oh,
you know what, though? If she's a judge, she's releasing this tape. They're going to get rich. I mean, go on. Go off.
Yeah. Fair. Okay. No, that's good. That's better than anything I
And I can touch on this a little bit through all of my theories. There's a through line of... while she herself is hot, they don't have any chemistry with her. Like, she does not give them anything. They don't give her anything. It's like a admiration more than it is any kind of attraction.
Okay, so that kind of fits semi. One of my theories was she is a college professor, and they have to do a... This is part of one of their assignments.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get an A, they have to impress her, which is a stupid theory, and there's nothing to back it up. Other than what you just said, they're not looking at her...
Yeah, she's not a sexual object.
Lustfully.
No.
They're looking at her as, we just need to impress you.
Yes. It feels very like, okay, here she is. It's not like, oh God, she's hot, let's try. It's like, oh God, guys, let's go.
Yeah.
Like,
it's time.
It's interesting for this video.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad we both had that same thought.
I did, because she doesn't seem like, you know, the object of their eye. She just...
No. They're not all trying to bang her.
No.
Not at all.
Which is weird.
Yeah, you would think. In a video like this, you would think that would be the goal. Like Stacy's mom.
Exactly.
Because that would have been very close to time as this.
Yeah.
And you don't have it.
No.
And they don't objectify her. She doesn't even get like too undressed when she's on the car.
No.
Like, it's all like tastefully done stuff.
Yeah, agreed.
The big guy gets more nude than she does.
In the tub or in the
pool. Yeah, he just has his shirt off multiple times.
He makes this video, I think.
You like him?
I think without him, it's not as good.
Okay. I mean, I think they all do good.
They all do great.
Yeah, they're all great.
But he just, for some reason, steals the show.
He gets you.
Yeah.
He gets you. Okay, so that was that one of your theories?
That was one of my theories. Okay. Yeah, it's not a great one.
Boom, boom.
The only reason I said teacher is because she looks like she's dressed like a teacher at the beginning, you know, until she takes her clothes off.
Okay. Well, she has on the same outfit the whole time.
The whole time.
But this movie does take place, I would argue, over several days. Or weeks. There's no time frame, really, but it's not all in one day.
You would think, or they are the most prepared young men in the world.
Well, my argument is...
They've been planning this for weeks.
Oh, they've been planning, but I think with over the course of time, they do all these different setups. It's not one day because of her stuff. Like, we see all the angles of her yard without toys in it, and there's toys in it.
Yeah,
so it has to be multiple days.
Mm-hmm.
But the argument against it is she's wearing the same clothes.
Why does she have toys in her yard? Well, she's got two kids who are in high school who tell her that she's uncool.
That's true. That ties into one of my theories.
So why is
Ties into one of my theories.
Okay.
Ties into one of my theories.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so my next one, though, unless you have something else to add there.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. She is a mail order bride, which explains the disparity in looks between her and her husband.
Okay.
Okay? So for... The people across the street, again, because they're not trying to hook up with her, they are slowly acclimating her to America through culture with music and the music videos. And so she is watching them each time being like, okay, so this is 1985. Like they are introducing her and getting her into culture.
Okay.
And she just gets into one song. She just ends up liking this one and just goes over and dance. She might, if she's a male order bride, she could have been a stripper or a prostitute. We don't know.
Yeah.
She just came over.
Or she just happened to have seen, this is the one video she's seen, and she knows what she's supposed to do. She knows her role.
She was confused the rest of the time.
Yeah.
She gets that one. Or I put that wherever she's from, like whatever country she's been ordered from.
Sweden. Yeah.
Whatever little town in Sweden she is from is so behind culturally, the music from 85 is new. And so this is the music she knows, and so they're playing it for her.
Okay, they're just behind.
Yeah.
That's good. That's another good one. I don't know how you came up with these, because I struggled so hard.
Well, there's just nothing else to do. You got to find it, man. You got to do it.
That's pretty good. Yeah, no, I like that. I like that she's a mail order bride, because she doesn't belong with this guy.
She also doesn't speak. She's the only one we don't see speak.
Yeah.
So she might not speak English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
That's good. All right, my other theory, and my only other theory, is that they have been stalking her.
Mm-hmm.
They have planned this for months to where the idea is to get into her pants, right? Mm-hmm. To impress her. Now, that's obviously not what it is, because she's not, again, we talked about this. It's not a sexual vibe.
Right.
But it's the only thing I can come up with, so deal with it. So they have put together, they have been stalking her with binoculars.
Yes.
They know what kind of music she listens to.
She's across the street. You don't need binoculars.
Yep. But they have been in the house. They know what her favorite songs are.
They've been in her house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. They've been in the house. They've been through her CDs or tapes at this time. 2004. CDs were out in 2004. Yeah. So they've been through her CDs. They know who she's been listening to. So they've put together this elaborate plan to impress her when her husband leaves, to get her to come over to the house for a good time.
Whatever. A party, if nothing else. Yes. Right? Just to hang out with them. Yeah.
Yeah, but it takes too long, mm-hmm. and by the time they get to their last song, the husband is home, mm-hmm. and the last song actually works. Just imagine if he hadn't been home and said, "What the heck are you doing, honey?"
Right, right.
She probably would have been in that house with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just an elaborate plan.
Okay, yeah. Which
I think a bunch of stalkers.
That's, well, yeah, aside from the stalker part, I think that's literal, but like, the stalker part adds a little bit. I spent a lot of money on this trying to get her.
But even when I was coming up with this theory, I was like, I literally wrote, what was the goal? Because they don't act like they want to sleep with her. So what is the real goal?
Yeah. And they, that's another thing. They act so surprised when she dances.
Yes.
They're like, whoa.
Yeah. And that's the first time they're actually sexually attracted to her, because then they start doing the, oh, clap. Yeah, yeah, that was pretty damn good clap, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, what's the goal? What? Why? Why are they doing this?
Revenge, says his jacket.
Yeah, that was one of my thoughts. He's a CPA, and so maybe he screwed up on their finances as a band.
Yeah.
And to get revenge, they're trying to sleep with his wife.
Hey, that's good.
That was another thought.
I like that.
So many random thoughts throughout this video, but none of them came cohesively together.
Yeah. I like that. Like, she's, like, of course, she's trying to relive her youth if she is, like, the knockoff of the... Or it's supposed to be that same girl.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just letting her let loose for the day.
I guess so.
No, I like that.
Yeah. So I guess that one's probably better. Yeah. The CPA.
Yeah, I like your one sentence versus the whole other.
Yeah. I do too. Now that I think about it, I'm like, I should have wrote that one down.
Yeah. And also, like, so the song is very much like she's disappointed with her life. And this video doesn't give us that.
No.
She's fine. Like, she doesn't want to clean up her kid's shit.
Yeah, she's not the happiest woman in the world, but she's not mad either.
No, she's happy with her husband, sees him out the door, like, kisses him happily, makes fun of the neighbors, but not mad at him. Her life is fine. It's maybe not what she wanted, but it's not the worst thing she's ever done.
Well, yeah, and even at the end, you know, that's her chance to to really go off, but instead she just climbs off the car and runs back to her husband.
Yes, she is all of us. Like, we all have a life we didn't necessarily want or plan on, but we have our moments that we get to live it up.
Yes.
I think that's good.
Absolutely agree.
Who cares if your husband's a CPA?
Yeah, CPA, poor guy.
Okay, now, so this is my least explored theory.
Okay.
But closest to what you touched on about who are these kids in high school, why do they have these toys? It's because her two kids in high school are across the street playing in a band to impress their mom.
Oh, okay.
So they get to play the band, and you know, it's one. We'll just say one of them is her kid,
yeah,
in the band, and they play music for their mom because they've just moved out, and they do all these things because this is the music their mom exposed them to and listened to, while they leave their kid, who they had too young, across the street for the grandma to take care of.
Okay.
And so they play the music, and eventually one song she comes over and plays, and that's why there's no sexual attraction. Because the mom comes over and they're like, whoa, Dan's mom's got it. And like, does the dance. None of them are allowed to like hook up with her.
Okay.
And so they're all respectful to her. And then she goes back.
So which kid is hers?
I don't know if it matters to me.
It doesn't matter. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know if it matters.
just for shits and giggles.
Yeah. It's which not, one? Not the lead singer, not the big guy. So it's going to be one of the other two.
It's going to be the drummer, right? Because the drummer's the only one not standing up applauding her.
I think
at the
so.
End.
I think maybe the drummer.
That was my thoughts.
Okay. I'm with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just they are the two kids in high school who have just moved out.
Fair. It's good too. It's good too.
Because, and I piece that together.
It explains the toys across the street, which made no sense at all if she's got two kids in high school.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense It would make, well, we don't see the kids. It doesn't make sense to the song. Without the song, that makes sense to show that she has kids.
Yes.
But for the song, no.
No.
And I would chalk that up to almost a mistake. Like, they might have messed that up a little bit.
They may have.
All you had to do is put, like, other stuff in the yard. Why did you have to put out kids' toys? She's 37. If she had a kid when she was 17, they would have been 20. She had one when, you know, they would have been 17.
Could be the drummer.
So it's possible to have a grandkid at that age.
It is.
And for your high school son to have had a kid.
Yeah, I agreed. You made sense of it, so.
Boom, boom.
That's how it. Am I going to argue?
Yeah, yeah. So that was your last one. You don't have another one?
That was it.
Okay. My only last one, which has not, it's just, it could be, is she's for real just a former dancer of the band they're trying to get back.
She's a former dancer?
Yeah, she like formerly worked with that band and move and stopped. They're just trying to get her back.
Okay.
She married, grew up, and they're like, come on, we're still single and in a band. You should come back on tour.
And she's just showing them what they're missing. Like, I'm not coming back, but yeah, I'll give you one last show.
I'll party with you once.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. I don't know which one I like best. I don't know. I think the show. I think the American Idol is
the first one.
Show, yeah. Trying to impress her.
Yeah, that's the most thing.
It makes perfect sense.
No matter what the interpretation of this video is, they are trying to impress her for something.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to get on the show. I like that.
Okay.
Interesting. So I'll go ahead and tell you now. Okay. The guy that, so this song was originally sung by and written by SR71, mm-hmm. another band just like them, essentially.
Okay.
The song got popular in Japan, but nowhere else. So they had the same manager or a producer or something like that that mm-hmm. introduced them. And so they covered the song for SR71. Mm. So the guy in the video is Mitch Allan, lead singer and writer of the song from SR71.
That's the guy, the white guy.
The white guy, yes.
Okay, cool. All right. So a little homage to him.
Yeah. Okay. And the mailman, the black guy, is a comedian named L.A. Hardy out of Florida.
Is there any reason he's
nope.
in it?
Nope.
They must have shot it in Florida, and he's just around.
Maybe, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, like okay. I couldn't find anything else. I know he was very, very popular at this time mm-hmm. or right after this.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it.
All right. I do know that she...
He would be a good one to get on the show.
The comedian?
By the way, yes.
Hey, maybe. If he was popular in 2004, unlikely he's still around doing it.
He still is.
Still doing comedy?
He's still doing comedy in Florida. You can hire this guy. I looked him up.
All right.
Yeah. So he's still doing shows. You can get him to come do events.
Well, my apologies, sir. I did not mean
to. He would be a good one to have on the podcast. Yeah. He'd be funny for sure.
20 years in comedy is just a long time.
It is. It really is.
The model's name is Joey House. You probably saw that.
Yes.
She dated Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen.
What?
So she really did date Eddie Van Halen.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. How'd you figure that out? How did I miss that?
How what?
How did I miss that?
Well, because I didn't look up the video. I was looking up
her.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because okay. I was like trying to figure out what video she was in, and I couldn't find it, but I remember it being Whitesnake, and then it never came up. So I was like, maybe it was something else, and there's a lot of pictures of her and him together because they dated. And so I was like, maybe it was an Eddie Van Halen video or something.
All the research I did, I missed that.
Well, there you go. Fun fact.
Nice. Thank you.
Ties back into 85, right? She has a lot of memories about these songs, I bet.
Yeah.
Okay. That's done. Okay. Anything else about this video? Because I'm tapped out on theories, of course.
I am too. I do want to talk about his acting. What's the word I'm looking for?
Impressions.
Impressions. There you go.
Okay.
Which one was the best?
Oh man, it was not Run DMC.
It was not. That.
It was not really Whitesnake either.
Nope.
So it would be George Michaels, or it would be Robert Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Robert Palmer.
I'm going to go with George Michaels.
Yeah, either one's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're both good. I think the band members
are better than Robert Palmer.
Better in the, yeah, yeah. Are better than Addicted to Love. But yeah, he crushes the Michael.
I think the reason that the argument for
George Michaels.
George Michaels is because they give it more.
They
let him do more. They do all the iconic poses, whereas Robert Palmer just has the one thing, and he just does it a lot.
Yep.
So there's just not as much to work with, so George Michaels pops more.
Yeah, he crushes it too. Yeah. The hips and the videography. They obviously watched that video a few times because all they do is zoom in on his ass like so many times in that music video.
Yeah. And his jawline, that turn in the jawline.
Yeah. But his impression is very good.
Yeah, he kills it. We already said it, but I think if we want to do it, A+ acting all around.
A+ acting all around. Yeah. That's exactly what I put. Everybody, A+. It's right there. It's so good.
Let's see. Okay, I did one a little note about how it shot. I got because you would know, but since you looked up the director, do they have any correct connection to The Lonely Island? Because it looks a lot like Hot Rod.
Ooh,
like very similar shots.
You know, it did not show up that they had done anything with Hot Rod, but I can see what you're talking about.
Yeah, like the silly humor, the nonsense they're doing, very much. Their sense of humor.
It's very good comedy.
Yeah, and this was before Hot Rod.
True.
So it could have been simultaneous, but...
And again, we know that directors take inspiration from all sorts of things. Yeah. So whoever did actually direct that probably took a little bit of inspiration from these directors in their music videos. Yeah.
So we need to ask them.
Yeah.
They could have had more of an impact than they thought.
They could have. That's a good catch, though.
Thank you. I would... Music video night with these guys.
Absolutely.
All day.
The real question is, which music video are we going to recreate when we do music video night with Bowling for Soup?
Oh, boy. That's a good question.
Right?
Okay.
Because that's what we would end up doing. We would end up recreating a music video.
I think that it should be... Oh, I don't know why. It's in my head. I think we should do G-Eazy, Fuck With Me and Get Some Money. I think we should do that. I think we should all do that.
Good. I like it.
Did you have one picked out?
No, I didn't. I knew you would, though. I knew you'd have the perfect answer, so that's why I asked.
I don't know why. I just feel like we could all take ourselves too seriously. Because there's no winking.
No.
They are going for it, and they're in character, and they mean it. That's what makes it so good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect.
All right, so when they come, we're doing G-Eazy.
G-Eazy. I like it. They'll love it. Get familiar with that. We'll recreate it whenever y'all have a chance to come to Alabama and do a music video night with us.
With us, yeah. I did write, I like his shirt that just says almost.
Yes.
I love that shirt.
I tried to come up with something for that, too.
Yeah.
Because the other guy, I read both their shirts. The other one has, like, Misfits, I think, on his or something like that. But almost is just perfect.
It's such a good shirt. Yeah. I have a shirt that says I can barely contain myself, and it's one of my favorite shirts, and that is like the same vibe. We mentioned briefly, a very respectful video.
Yes.
That's to her, that's to them. Least favorite part?
I didn't have one.
Yeah.
I didn't have one that stuck out in my head where I was like, oh, that's annoying. Generally, you give me one, and then I remember it, and I'm like, okay, yeah, it is kind of annoying, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head where I'm like, I could have done without that in the video.
Okay. Mine is what you touched on, but for the kids' toys scene?
Yeah, it's not necessary. That's true.
No, but so I didn't even put it together that the two kids in high school.
Mm.
So you made it worse for me. But just seeing her do it, she just like walks around like, oh, this is so impossible. But it's all outside toys. They're supposed to be out there.
Yeah, but that's too many toys.
It is, but that's your fault. Like, they bought them. So yeah, they could just cut that, and I don't need
it. Okay, that's fair.
Favorite part?
The slow clap at the end. I think it's
hilarious. You like the slow clap?
I do.
Okay.
I think after all that, they accomplished what they wanted.
So they're clapping for themselves.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah. They're like, oh, a little bit for them, a little bit for her.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. But yeah, I love the slow clap. I think it's the funniest part.
Okay, I'll give it to you. I like the them dancing as the Robert Palmer models.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, because they all... It's funny because I know they're all trying to do it exactly, and none of them do. They're all doing their versions of it, like what they think it looks like, and it's really funny to me to know they're all trying so hard and can't get it right.
But it works so perfectly for this video,
It's so good.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I think one of the funnier parts is you can see his Batman tattoo through the tights.
Yeah.
Which is perfect.
Yep.
But yeah, so good.
Okay. Let's see. Mistakes?
I did not find any.
Caught one.
Oh, good.
Caught one. 17 seconds. Which we got a whole video to watch because it's at the beginning. But he, when he's kissing his wife, he has on glasses. When it switches angles, he has on sunglasses.
Oh, I missed that completely. Yeah.
So unless he has on like transition glasses, which I did not Google to see in 2004 if they were around. But it's a it's a quick cut, sunglasses, no glasses.
That's a good catch.
So that was it.
I'll go back and look for it, but that is a good catch.
Do they go together?
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
They got to. Okay, now, which is better? Ooh, the song still for me.
I put the video with a question mark, leaving you room to convince me if I'm wrong.
My answer to that is they're both good.
They're both good.
They're both good. You don't have to pick.
Okay. I honestly want to leave them on the same playing field.
Yeah, they really are.
They're both evenly good.
I wrote song when I first started because we have an attachment to the song.
We do, yeah.
But covering the video is fun. I don't know. I think the song holds up. You can picture that's a good thing about this video is you can picture this video exactly if you've only heard the song. This is, of course, the video would make.
Yeah.
This is obviously the only thing you could do for it.
The one thing that pushed me over to pick video, because I originally was song two, was the first time I watched it, and I was like, this is not going to be as fun as I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
About the sixth or seventh time through watching, I'm like, it's still good.
It's still good. Yeah.
It's still good.
Yeah, it didn't get old watching this.
It did not.
No.
And normally, they get very old very fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what pushed video over the edge.
Okay. All right. I'm with it.
Okay.
Let's see. What would you change, Travis? I've got a big one that you're going to love, so I want you to hit me with yours first.
Okay, so the only thought I had, and I don't know if this is right, is to let them all be teenagers. Instead of the band, give me teenagers.
Okay.
It makes a little bit more sense.
Okay.
But it also gives you more of the Stacey's Mom vibes.
Yes.
Which could be funnier.
Mm-hmm.
It could be worse. I don't know. But I feel like give me the turn them all into teenagers.
I do want to see that. But I think then you do run into why are the teens singing about 1985?
Yeah. Well, then it becomes they're lusting over the hot mom across the street.
Yeah.
What it becomes.
You add a much more of a horny teen angle
to
it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You're right there. I think, and that changes the video entirely. So
it does.
You're saying you want to see it. Not that you would do it.
Not that I would do it, but I want to see it if it works.
What if on the opposite of that, this is not mine, but what if you did make them her age? And then it's all people who enjoyed 1985
Even then, it makes a little bit more sense,
it's
right?
It's a dad band then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of a group in their later 20s, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
It just makes less sense than one or the other.
I think their age works.
I just saw the sunglasses.
I don't know. No matter if you tune their ages, it changes the whole meaning of the video. No matter how you do it.
It does. Yeah. So, absolutely.
But it works. I think maybe that's the power of the video. It works no matter what age you put them at.
It does. It just changes what the meaning is. Because here, it's not a sexual thing.
Yeah.
But if you change it to one or the other, it definitely becomes sexual in one of them.
Yeah.
Possibly
we
the other.
We can get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We always can. Okay. So now my change. Give her a backstory. So and by that I mean a discovery. So in this video, they already know they want her, right?
Right.
And we know the song, and so it all comes together to say why they're trying to impress her, because she's supposed to be the girl from the Whitesnake video.
Yeah.
But if you don't know those references, she's just a hot neighbor.
Right.
So I think it would be more fun at the beginning of this video, instead of having them sit at the pool, they are Googling her. Or looking her up, be like, is that girl?
Yeah.
And then discover who it is and then try to impress her.
Okay.
Because then you have a reason for them to do it. Like, oh, she's from that video.
Yeah.
Like, and it doesn't have, you can keep the same vibe of non-sexual, but let's get her. Let's see if she'll come over here. And they're doing everything they can just to hang out with her.
Right.
And it gives her more, she has more agency. It keeps it non-sexual. I just think it's just that 3 to 5 seconds a backstory adds a lot.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, it definitely makes it more cohesive if you know what they're trying to accomplish and who she's supposed to be. Because, again, we never thought of the Whitesnake video when we were, watching this in 2004.
Right. I think I had seen it because I remember that this is just a... So this is not a relation to this video. This is a relation to the Whitesnake song.
Right.
But, I remember never hearing it. And, me and my friend's dad just bought a very nice new stereo that he would not let us play. Wow. But he he left one day, and we were like, let's see, let's play this thing. So we turned it way up, and it was Here I Go Again on My Own. And so that song is stuck in my head. And so because of that, I think I looked up the video or like knew of it then.
Okay, good. Did you come up with a one sentence summation?
Yes. Intro, rock star, role play.
Intro, rock star, role play. Yeah. 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 I already said mine, but it was We Should Rewrite a 2005.
Oh, okay. Well, we can listen to them after this.
Titled song.
Yeah, I'll let you listen to a couple of them. Okay. I think I'm ready for scores. I got nothing else. Oh, we got to guess scores. Or no. Make up scores.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm giving it 2 missing children on a milk carton. Where are the kids?
Yeah. No, I got it. I'm going to give it a 1999 Honda Prelude.
Just give it a car. Why not the Jaguar?
One car. Because this video is not that car.
You're right. It's not.
I don't know the exact year, but I'm trying to put it as AJ's car when we were in college. That's who it is. He would be in this band, I think.
He'd be the husband.
Maybe so, because of his car?
Yeah.
Okay. That works.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want me to guess first or you want to guess?
Go ahead.
All right. I guessed you at a 6.49.
I put it at a 7.
7 even?
Even.
Okay. 7 even.
I guessed you at a 5.18.
6.99, which is...
Woo!
What did you say it was? Mine was? Your guess? 5.18.
1.8. Yeah.
Yeah. So interesting, because my first thought for this for me was a 7 even, and then you did it. And my score is a 6.9. So we are 0.01.
Yeah. Away from you each thought other. It should be a 7 even.
I thought it should.
Yeah.
And I debated... And I was like, 7, and I was like, I can't do it because I don't have, again, that line of 7s and up for me is a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. It's just not there. So it didn't make it. So as high as you can be without me being invested.
Emotionally. Yeah, yep. That's fair. I like your answer. And we're 1/100th of a point away.
Either one's fine. that's interesting. Yeah. You guessed me really low.
I did, because you haven't had a good history with the white punk rock bands. Yeah, in the past.
Yeah, it could be, but again, like, it's just so much. This was a music video for me. My argument last week was that didn't feel like you walk by, you don't put it on, or even think it might be a music video. You just like, what is this?
Yeah,
this is like you walk, you're like, oh yeah, that's a music video right there.
Look, I almost scored this lower than last week's, and then I had to go back and look at last week's score, and I was like, which one is better?
Okay,
this one was better.
Yeah,
so
how much?
Yeah, by how much was the... Mm. But I think it deserves, 6.997, I think it's perfect.
Yeah, that's a debate a lot of times, is you have to look at like a week or two previous and be like...
What did I score it? Is it better than Good Charlotte?
And I know you don't have the fullest of scores than I do, but I also try to be fair, and I will look at this season's scores, but I never go back to see...
You're right, yeah.
Because I feel like that's cheating somehow.
It is,
I don't
because...
know how,
well, because our emotions reveal it, and if we know... Then we're denying what our emotions are telling us is their score.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. So. Cool. Well, that's it, man.
That's it. That's all we got.
That was a good time.
Feels like a short episode. Probably not.
Probably not. They always. It just means it was a good time.
Yep. All right. Well, that's all I got. Guys, go follow us on all our socials. Send us a note. Drop us a line. Is that what they said in 2004?
Put a note on Travis's car.
Send us a note and drop us a line. I think that was more 2004 verbiage.
Or fishing. Sure. All right, and just follow us, like us, tell your friends about us. Your parents from 1985, tell them, or your grandparents, I don't know how old you are. That's Travis.
That's Jared.
Bye.
Peace.